from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Sudan joins Saudi Arabia and Bahrain in severing ties with Iran. Saudi Arabia's allies curbed their diplomatic links with Iran on Monday, following Riyadh's decision to sever its relations with Iran after protesters stormed the country's embassy in Tehran. Bahrain and Sudan cut their diplomatic ties to Tehran, while the United Arab Emirates downgraded its relations with Iran, limiting the number of Tehran's diplomats in the country and reducing the representation to a charge d'affaires rather than an ambassador. The heightened tensions came in the aftermath of Sunni Saudi Arabia's execution Saturday of a leading Shiite cleric, Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr. This is British Prime Minister David Cameron.
It is hugely concerning because, of course, we want to see stability in the Middle East. We want to see good relations between the different countries in the Middle East, not least because that will be absolutely essential for solving the crisis that we have in Syria, which is the source of so many of these problems. And specifically on Saudi Arabia, let me be clear, we condemn and do not support the death penalty in any circumstances, and that includes Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir announced Sunday that all Iranian diplomats must leave the country within 48 hours. The British Foreign Office says it's examining a video circulated Sunday purporting to show an Islamic State execution of five men it said were spying for Britain in Syria. Now, the 10-minute film depicted the men allegedly confessing to espionage. One of the gunmen said the execution was a message to David Cameron, the British Prime Minister, who has ramped up attacks on Islamic State insurgents in Iraq and Syria. The purported spies were then shot in the head. The U.S. government has shut down a drone base in southern Ethiopia. It was part of the U.S. anti-terrorism effort in the region. The U.S. Embassy in Addis Ababa told VOA that the U.S. personnel are no longer in Arbaminch, the town where the base was located. This is VOA News. Islamic State suicide bombers attacked key oil facilities in northern Libya on Monday, but were pushed back, army officials said. The attacks targeted the Al-Sidra oil export terminal, killing two soldiers. ISIS has been trying to push east from Sirte for several weeks to reach the country's oil crescent, where its main oil terminals such as Al-Sidra and Ras Lanuf are based. Afghan officials say several heavily armed assailants were still holed up in a building just meters from India's consulate in the northern city of Mazar-e-Sharif, and a gunfight was underway with national security forces. The siege began Sunday night when a group of gunmen attempted to storm the consulate by firing rockets at the facility before retreating into the nearby building. Provincial Governor Atta Mohammed Noor, who was personally commanding the clearing operation, told VOA today that at least three attackers are shooting at Afghan security forces from inside the building. So far, no one has claimed responsibility for the attack. A strong 6.7 magnitude earthquake shook remote northeastern India before dawn on Monday near the borders with Bangladesh and Myanmar, killing at least nine people and injuring scores. Reports say many buildings were damaged. Residents fled into the streets when their houses started shaking and books fell from the shelves. President Obama is meeting today with his top law enforcement officials ahead of his expected announcement of executive orders tightening federal gun control regulations. By working through executive orders, the president does not need the backing of Congress, which is led by members of the Republican Party, who overwhelmingly oppose restrictions on gun ownership, much like these unidentified attendees at a California gun show.
Who's going to do it? It's not going to go through Congress, and I think that's illegal to do that.
So you're going to take guns away from law-abiding citizens, and the criminals are going to still have guns. So look at drugs. Drugs are illegal. You know, still have those.
We abide by laws. Though we carry our weapons, conduct ourselves, you know, and they're trying to take that right from us. And I don't think it's fair. I think the laws are getting too extreme.
The president's focus on gun violence comes after a series of deadly mass shootings across the U.S. in recent years, including last month's massacre in San Bernardino, California, where 14 people were killed. U.S. stock prices fell sharply in Monday's early trading following a sell-off in China, a slump in Europe, and rising tensions in the Middle East. The S&P 500 and Dow Industrials lost about 2% in morning trading, while the NASDAQ was off nearly 2.8%. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.